rest of the story. Each and every Sunday, 15-year-old Eddie could be found on a certain street in Columbus, Ohio, in front of the Freyer Miller Company, his nose pressed against the glass, gazing inside in wide-eyed wonder. For you see, the Freyer Miller plant was open and operating 7 days a week, holidays included. And in those early years of this century, they were producing something most revolutionary, an automobile. The company was manufacturing only about one car a month, and only one model, which Mr. Freyer himself had designed. And because he worked long hours pushing a broom Monday through Saturday, young Eddie made Sunday his special day to get down to Freyer Miller and watch and dream. Oh, how Eddie would love to be working in there building cars. But no matter how many times he told of his dream to others, the answer was always the same. Eddie should know better. There were plenty of people in line for a job who knew something about engineering. And the plant had all of the personnel they needed. Freyer Miller just wasn't hiring. One day, Eddie got up the nerve to go inside to approach Mr. Freyer himself. He seemed a pleasant man. He said he'd seen Eddie coming around about once a week on Sundays. Then the gentleman asked what was it that Eddie wanted. Eddie said, "I want to help build automobiles. Can I have a job?" But Mr. Freyer shook his head. He said, "I'm sorry, young fella. Freyer Miller's just not hiring." But this is the rest of the story. The following morning, Eddie did not report to his usual job. Instead, he went to Freyer Miller at 7 o'clock sharp. That would give him an hour and a half before Mr. Freyer arrived. The plant manager let Eddie in. "I'm the new boy," he announced. And then he asked where they kept the heavy floor brush and broom. The manager pointed to a corner of the machine shop. And Eddie went to work. It was the messiest, it was the most cluttered place that the youngster had ever seen. The benches were heaped with dirt and machine shavings, the floors about the same. By 8:30, when Mr. Freyer showed up, half of the shop was still dirty and disheveled and cluttered. The other half was shining, sparkling, eat off the floor clean. Mr. Freyer stood there for a long moment, and at last, much impressed by the incredible contrast, he broke into a broad grin and he said, "Young fella, you've got your job. Only not sweeping floors." Anybody that determined and conscientious ought to report to Toolmaker Schwartz and help him make carburetors. Well, 15-year-old Eddie was going to be building automobiles after all. And so did two fledglings grow up together, Eddie and the automotive industry. The history of the industry hails him as an internationally renowned, world record-holding race car driver, a distinguished automotive engineer. American history honors him as so much more than that. But anyway, now you know how and where a lifelong love affair began between the seductive whir and purr of fine machinery and a small boy destined to make such a big difference. Eddie Rickenbacker. That is the rest of the story.